Change is the only constant in life. Navigating constant change while being a mom and a business owner means that things can get complicated and overwhelming pretty quickly, because every shift shapes not just your work, but also your family. So today we're diving into the art of gracefully adapting to change. From family dynamics shifting overnight to changes in the market altering your business course. We're going to explore why embracing change isn't just necessary, it's a superpower. Change might be constant, but so is our ability to adapt and thrive. Let's uncover how to turn challenges into opportunities for growth. If you're ready, let's get right to it. Hey there, mama, and welcome to the Organized Mompreneur podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Freehand, and this show is for all you mamas out there on a mission to enjoy motherhood while also building a thriving business you love. I am a productivity and motherhood coach, photographer, podcaster, wife, and a homeschooling mama saved by grace. So I can totally relate to the never-ending to-do lists, late-night brainstorming sessions, and the endless messes that we'll one day miss strewn across the floor. Join me every week as we dive into the strategies and mindset shifts you'll need to prioritize, organize, and streamline your life and your business. Gone are the days of sitting on the sidelines, overwhelmed by the challenges that come your way. It's time to take serious action, confidently step into the role as the CEO, and embrace hard things for the sake of growth. Mama, if you're ready to stop feeling like you have to choose between being a present mama or a successful business owner, and finally feel equipped to do both well, then you're in the right place. Hey there, mama. Welcome back to the show. I am so excited to be here with you today talking about this really, I would say, underrated topic. I don't feel like we talk about this enough. We don't talk about persevering and what it means to really shift and adapt and change as business owners, right? Because we know that change is inevitable as parents. You know, if you've ever had a newborn, you know that as soon as you start to get used to one thing, it changes and you have to get used to a new part of how they operate. And the same is true in business, but it is so hard sometimes as a mom who's navigating both the changes of motherhood while also the changes of a business. Not to mention, we have ourselves and the personal development and things that we're going through, and our spouse and supporting them on their unique journey. So it can feel really overwhelming. So I'm really excited to dive in and get started. But for those of you who may be new to the podcast, I wanted to take a moment and just introduce myself and let you know who I am, give you a little bit of a inside peek into who I am behind the mic. So my name is Ashley Freehand, and I am the founder here at The Purpose Gathering, which is an online and in-person education platform for mom business owners. And my goal truly is to help you find more balance in your life. This juggling act of being a mom and being a wife and being a business owner, it oftentimes feels like an uphill battle. Like we're either totally crushing it in business, but ignoring our kids, or we're totally being an amazing present mom, but neglecting our business. It often doesn't feel like we can handle both well at the same time. And that is what my goal here is at The Purpose Gathering, to really help you feel empowered and encouraged, to give you strategies and mindset shifts that will really honestly help you feel that balance, right? And own both roles and do them well at the same time. So in addition to this weekly podcast, I also host an in-person meetup group in Gilbert, Arizona. So if you are local, check out the show notes and come check us out. But if you are not local, we have an online community called The Organized Mompreneur. That will also be linked up in the show notes, or you can head to thepurposegathering.com/mamas. That's M-A-M-A-S. And you can join us inside of that amazing community with like-minded, ambitious mamas who are also raising kiddos and growing thriving businesses. Okay, but enough about me. We came here together to chat about how we can gracefully navigate change because it's inevitable. We already talked about that, but how can we truly embrace this? Okay, so understanding the nature of change isn't just about acknowledging its presence. It's truly about understanding its nature. It's truly about understanding the way it challenges us and how it helps us grow, adapt, and transform. So today we're not only going to explore its inevitability, but we're also going to explore how change has the power to reshape our lives, our work, and ourselves. So before we dive in to the five ways that I want to teach you to gracefully navigate change, I want to just kind of share with you some examples of big changes that you might experience, okay? And let's talk through some specifically as a business owner. So you could have an audience pivot. That could be a change you're experiencing. That's personally a change that I am experiencing right now. You guys may have also heard of a change in audience pivot that someone made recently. You may have heard of the Stanley Cups. If you haven't, you might be living under a rock. It's fine. We still love you. But the company Stanley used to be geared towards men and the outdoors industry and camping and hunting and that type of thing. I honestly had no idea that is where Stanley started. But they noticed that a woman bought the Stanley Cups and shared about it on her blog, and they saw a huge increase in people purchasing the Stanley Cups. And they decided, wow, that's insane. Like, one person shared about it and look how much our sales increased. And they thought, what if we pivoted our audience to women and see what happens? And they went from $73 million in sales in 2019 to over $750 million in 2023. And the only thing that they did was change who they marketed the Stanley Cups to. They decided to go down the rabbit hole of finding what colors women wanted. And look at how much their business grew just by changing the audience. So I know that is like a huge example. And you're like, what? It'd be so nice to make $75 million in a year, right? And they completely blew that number out of the water. But it just goes to show what can happen when we as business owners lean into change and not just embrace it, but allow it to catapult our business into somewhere that we couldn't have even imagined. So that was a pretty big example. But what about like a product pivot? So maybe you have a product that you have been selling and you've always been selling it and it's just not as profitable as you want it to be. Perhaps you think about a product pivot. I have a web designer friend who always did custom websites. That's all she offered. And she saw a gap in the market for people who still needed a nice website, but wanted to move past having like a templated theme, but also wasn't ready to invest in a custom website. So she found a mid-tier offering that would allow people to get in with her company and get still a very customized website, but on a lower budget. And so maybe you're thinking about a product pivot and it's feeling really scary and overwhelming because it's brand new and there's going to be so much testing that you have to do, or you know, so much work that you have to put into it, but sometimes just leaning in to the possibility of what might come from that is all it takes for you to be able to shift into a new level of business. Okay, maybe you are thinking of increasing your prices, and maybe you're going to price yourself out of your current customer base, and that can feel extremely scary, right? All of these changes in business can feel really hard. And we can resist that because we don't want things to be hard, right? We have always heard like business should feel easy. And while that's true to an extent, like you do want your business to get to a place where it's very rinse and repeat and you're not reinventing the wheel constantly and business does seem fun and business does seem simple, there's a really clear difference between simple and easy, right? Not everything is always going to come easy in business. And if you're always looking for the easy route, it might be the thing that is truly holding you back in your business. Another thing that could be really tricky as a business owner is a change in the market, like the real estate market, for example. I follow lots of real estate agents. One of my best friends is an agent, and I have a couple other really close friends that are also agents. And so I heard when the news broke that there are some big changes in the way that selling agents might be getting paid. They might be getting paid less. And there was a big uproar in the community, and people were like so devastated and angry and upset. And then I heard from one of my friends that he was sharing, you have to learn how to pivot, adjust, and change. It's okay to feel scared. It's okay to feel nervous. It's okay to feel unsettled. But if we rest in that, if we allow ourselves to wallow in that, if we allow ourselves to get swallowed up by the negativity of change in our industry, we will stay stuck. I mean, there is no doubt about it. And we will expel so much energy that could have been better used towards finding a solution to our new challenge. So it is really important that we stay clear-headed and open-minded. So let's talk about a few things that could throw us for a loop when we are navigating different changes as a mom. So there could be some family responsibilities, such as the birth of a new baby or the death of a loved one. Or maybe you have parents with health concerns or family members with health concerns. Or maybe you have your own health concerns. These are all things that can really be difficult to navigate as a mom because it really throws a wrench in how we are able to do business. It really takes a toll on our energy when we have a new baby. I remember those days, and we have different seasons of life that are going to look different. And it's important that we are able to be level-headed as we are facing these. Okay, what about loss of childcare? I feel like this is a really big one. This is one that I know every single mama listening can relate to because there has been a time in your life that you have lost childcare, whether it was for the day because you had a sick kiddo, whether it was for the week because they had spring break, or it was permanently, like the actual person taking care of your child retires, or they close down their business, or whatever the case may be. Maybe they changed their prices and it's too expensive for you, or they moved buildings and it's too far away now, right? There are so many different scenarios in which you could lose your childcare. And it's so difficult to try to figure out how to navigate this. But don't worry, mama, I got you. I am not going to leave you hanging. Okay, so let's chat about 5 ways to navigate change gracefully. Now, you can use this framework for business change, for personal change. It doesn't matter. The framework is going to be the same. You're just going to adjust it slightly. But the first thing that I want you to do, step 1, is to embrace a growth mindset. I want you to view every single change that comes your way, every single challenge, as an opportunity for growth rather than a setback. I want you to adopt a positive attitude, a positive perspective, so that you can find value in whatever is happening, that you can learn a new skill, you can expand your capabilities, both personally and professionally. I want you to truly stay open to these new experiences and seek out opportunities to try new things, even if they're outside of your comfort zone, because this is what truly builds resilience and flexibility. And then reframing those challenges as an opportunity and ask yourself, what can I learn from this situation? This shift in perspective really transforms obstacles into stepping stones. It's preparing you for the next version of you. Every single change and pivot and challenge that we have to navigate and overcome is helping us become stronger versions of ourselves. And so I think when you view it in that way, it truly helps you understand that change is a superpower. Change is the catalyst for growth. And when you embrace that, everything becomes a little bit easier. Okay, step number two is to prioritize yourself. You hear me talk about this on the podcast all the time. And the reason for it is because I truly believe that the number one reason that mom business owners face burnout and overwhelm and fatigue is because they are not prioritizing their self-care. They are not taking care of themselves. And they hear this, and maybe you are listening to this and you're like, yeah, that sounds so great for everyone else, but it just, you don't know me. You don't know my life. You don't know my situation. You don't know me. And you're right. I might not know you. But what I do know is that self-care is the antidote to overwhelm. I've lived a life putting everyone else's needs first. I have lived the hustle culture. I have lived that mentality. I have burned myself to the ground. I have pushed through when I knew I shouldn't have. I know exactly how it feels to neglect my self-care. And so the only reason that I can sit here and tell you that it's important, and if you don't do it, no one else will, no one else is going to prioritize your self-care, it's because I've lived it firsthand. And I know truthfully how it can affect you. And maybe right now you're coasting and things are okay and you haven't hit that rock bottom yet, but if you continue on the path that you're on, not prioritizing your self-care, I guarantee there will come a time where you end up at the end of your rope. You come to a point where you find yourself completely overwhelmed and wanting to give up and quit. And I don't want that for you. So I want you to really step into what it looks like to take care of yourself. It requires so much physical, emotional, and just strength in general to juggle being a mom, just a mom, right? Let's back up. To struggle even, it's a struggle just even being a human being, right? Being an adult in general. Hashtag adulting. There's a reason why that hashtag is so popular and so funny, because it's real, right? Just being an adult in general is hard. And then layer on having kids, it's even harder. And then add on the responsibilities of being a business owner, and it seems nearly impossible to be able to manage all of it. We are juggling so much as mom business owners, and if we fail to prioritize our self-care, we are not going to be able to navigate change at all. It's like, you know when you are having a moderately rough day and then you stub your toe and all of a sudden you completely flip your lid and you're like screaming and you're like, what happened? I just stubbed my toe. But it's because over time, throughout the day, things were happening. And you were getting irritated a little bit more agitated here and a little bit more agitated there, and you weren't taking care of yourself. And then all of a sudden, that little stub of your toe sent you flying off the handle. And that is what happens when we don't prioritize our self-care in our families and in our business. We hit a little snag, a little change in the market. Our kids are homesick, and all of a sudden it feels like that stubbed toe where we just can't handle life anymore. And so we have to be prioritizing ourselves. I have so many episodes on the podcast about self-care, so I'm going to link a few of them in the show notes if you want to check those out as well, because it's one of those things that often feels selfish. And I'm here to tell you that self-care is so important, because if we don't prioritize it, we are not able to give the best of ourselves to our family. We're only able to give what's left of us. And that is not fair to them nor us. So I think it's really important that you schedule your self-care time. Treat it as a non-negotiable appointment on your calendar. So whether this is a hobby that you love to do, whether it's scheduling an exercise or just quiet time, it's so important to make it a consistent part of your routine. If you listen to the podcast at all, I love doing my self-care time in the morning, but you can catch those complimentary episodes in the show notes and hear more details about that. But I also think it's really important to include some sort of mindfulness practice into your day that helps reduce stress and improve your emotional regulation. And one of my favorite ways to do this is through journaling. Even just chatting through Voxer with a trusted friend. I love Voxer so much. I'm actually going to have my Voxer coach on the podcast. I think next week, that is the plan. I'm going to air her episode, and we are going to be chatting all about Voxer and why it's so powerful and important. But it is a voice messaging app where it's totally free. And you can just voice message your friends instead of calling them on the phone, because that can sometimes be really hard to coordinate schedules, but you can just voice message back and forth. And I find the stream of consciousness of just chatting with my friend so therapeutic and healing, and finding the mindfulness that I'm looking for, finding that clarity that I'm looking for, and being able to reflect on what's happening in my life. And I think it is so crucial. Okay, so step number three in gracefully navigating change is to build a flexible plan. And the reason I use the word flexible is because it's really key when you're dealing with change. Creating plans that allow for adjustment really is just the smartest thing, right? Because we know as moms that we have to adapt and change all the time. And so if we have a super tight concrete plan that can't be changed, that's unrealistic, right? And it's going to make us feel like failures, because oftentimes plans change. And so we have to just be aware of that and be looking for ways to keep things more flexible. So this truly includes setting goals that are ambitious yet adaptable, and not being afraid to revise plans as the situation evolves. So one of my favorite things to talk about when it comes to planning is having a regular CEO date. And really what this looks like is scheduling non-negotiable time in your schedule to work on your business or your personal life. So I have a business CEO date and I have a personal CEO date, and they're for different reasons. I also have podcast episodes on those that I'll put in the show notes in case you're really curious about what that looks like. But essentially, if we don't give ourselves time to come up with a plan, we're going to waste a lot of time that we shouldn't have even been spending on things that are not driving results in our business, or things that are not moving the needle in our family, right? That are not enhancing our family dynamic, that are not creating and cultivating closeness as a family. And so it's really important, not only in business, but our personal lives, that we have a plan, that we know what we are working towards. And allowing ourselves to regularly check in on these things is going to be so valuable because we're going to be able to course correct when we see that things change or that things come up and need to be addressed, right? It's really important too to look at our bigger picture goals for our business and our family and then be able to break those down into smaller, check-offable, manageable tasks. And this cannot happen if we are always operating in reactive mode. We need to be more proactive. And the way to be more proactive is to give yourself the time, the energy, and the space to think about these things and to predict what roadblocks might be in the way, and then be able to create a plan, which is the next thing that I have here is a plan for contingencies, right? Always having a backup plan for if something doesn't go well, especially when it comes to childcare. Like, do you have backup childcare? Do you have tricks up your sleeve when your kiddo is homesick? Like, how can you set up yourself for success so that when these unexpected things happen, you're not completely flying off the handle like that stubbed toe and feeling like you can't handle your life, and knowing that you have a plan, you have ideas, you have strategies in your back pocket, you know what to do when these things come up, and the change will feel less disruptive. It will feel less stressful, allowing you to really maintain that momentum even when you're faced with obstacles. So that's the point here of having that flexible plan, having the backup contingencies, knowing that yes, you're going to be faced with these changes, these challenges, but it's okay because you know what to do. Okay, let's talk about step 4 in this process for gracefully navigating change, and that is to lean on your support network. Because you should not have to navigate these big changes alone. By leaning on your network of family and friends and peers and other mompreneurs, you can gain different perspectives. They will give you the emotional support that you need and really help you sort of see past the problem, right? I know that a lot of times when I go to my business besties with a problem, they help me understand that there's silver linings in everything, that there is a solution, that I can have some time to wallow and to be upset and to be annoyed, right? Because change can often feel annoying, can often feel hard. It can often feel just like a pain in the neck, right? And we don't want to have to deal with it sometimes. And so my friends allow me that space to feel what I'm feeling, but then just don't leave me there. They don't leave me stuck, and they provide the assistance that I need. They provide sort of that kick in the pants of like, okay, girl, you've wallowed enough. Let's move on. Here are like some ideas of what I have, or what solutions do you think are, you know, gonna work for you. And when you shift from, okay, I've embraced the change, now I'm going to look for the solution. And that is when you can really lean on those people in your community. So as I mentioned before, we have an online community of amazing mom business owners. And so if you feel like you don't have a place to go, come hang out with us. We would love to be your community, the place that you can search for and find that support when you are going through hard changes. And the other thing that I would recommend is if you don't have something locally, because I think local is really helpful, if you don't have something locally, create something. Establish a small group of friends in your area that also own businesses and who are committed to growth and who want to change and who support you. And this is a great place to touch base with ideas that you're having. Obviously, you can offer emotional support, as we just mentioned, during those challenging times. But this can also be a really great resource for you guys to hold each other accountable for taking steps and adapting and growing and just having this group, this peer mastermind group of women who know your life, right? Like, really be open and vulnerable and allow them to really get to know you, because I think this is going to be the most beneficial for you. And the fifth and final step is to invest in continuous learning, because change often requires us to develop new knowledge or skills, whether it's a personal change that's happening, requiring emotional intelligence, or it's a business pivot where you need maybe some more technical knowledge, or you might need to invest in a course or a program that would teach exactly what you are lacking in. These are all incredible ways for you to be able to navigate that change and that challenge with confidence. And shameless plug here, if you struggle at all with time management, mindset, and systems in your business, I have a coaching program. It's a 12-week program called The Efficient Mompreneur, and we talk all about everything that I just mentioned. We talk about roadblocks. We talk about adapting to change. We talk about so many things in this 12-week program that I think are so beneficial. So if you want to check it out, you can go to thepurposegathering.com/coaching and see everything that is outlined in this 12-week program. But back to the final piece of investing in continuous learning is to create a learning list. Keep a running list of skills, topics, or areas in which you want to explore, and then set aside time each week to dedicate to learning something new on that list. Now, I don't want you to pick too many things, because I think often we become over consumers and we're just trying to learn everything at once, but trying to pick one or two things that you really want to kind of hone your skills with and focus on pivoting all of your learning to those things. Like, for example, I really want to learn how to eat healthier. So I'm not going to go watch a bunch of YouTube videos about home decor, which I absolutely love, because that's not going to help me further my knowledge with like eating healthier and making healthier swaps for different types of food. The same is true. I made a goal this year that I wanted to fall in love with bookkeeping and I wanted to fall in love with budgeting. And so I'm not going to be able to do that if I am spending all of my time and energy, you know, focusing on other things that are not those things. And so it's really important that you have a list of things that you want to learn, and then you can keep changing the priority based on, you know, hey, I feel like I am more confident with the healthy eating. I feel like I'm more confident with the budgeting, and now I can move on to learning new skills in a different area. But when you're trying to learn five things at once, you're not going to be able to go very deep. And so that's why I think it's really important to pick just a couple of things. Okay, Mama, how are you feeling? We have just touched on five ways to gracefully navigate change as a mompreneur, and I hope that you are feeling more encouraged and more empowered than before you started listening to this episode. So just a recap on those five ways to navigate change. Number one, embrace a growth mindset. Number two, prioritize your self-care. Number three, build a flexible plan. Four, lean on your support network. And five, invest in continuous learning. So as we end our conversation today, let me remind you that change, even with all its challenges and opportunities, it's not just an external force to be managed, but it's a truly profound catalyst for personal and professional growth. Embracing change with grace and resilience allows us to not just survive, but truly thrive. Remember that every moment of transition is a step towards becoming the next best versions of ourselves, both as individuals and business owners. So I wanted to leave you with just a few positive affirmations. You can repeat them after me. That is what I would recommend, because I truly believe when we say these out loud, we begin to believe them. Here we go. It's okay to wonder how things could be, but I can find joy in how things are now. It might feel like a slow process, but quitting won't speed it up. I don't let fear stop me, I let it fuel me. good intentions are not the same as intentional habits. I can't control how I feel, but I can control how I react. Managing life is the tendency, but living it is the goal. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope that you leave today with confidence, truly able to embrace each new chapter with open arms and an open heart. Here's to navigating change together. And as always, Mama, I am here rooting for you, and you are not alone on this journey. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Organized Mompreneur Podcast. I hope you enjoyed our conversation as much as I did. As we end our time together, remember that you were created for more. You can do hard things, and life is about more than just surviving. To become a part of our free community of like-minded, ambitious mom business owners, head on over to thepurposegathering.com/mamas. That's M-A-M-A-S. We would love to come alongside you and support you on your journey. If you found value in today's episode, I'd love for you to take a minute and leave a review. Your review would mean so much to me and help more mamas just like you find this show. I am seriously so proud of you for taking time out of your busy day to invest in your future. Together, let's link arms and make a lasting positive impact on our families and communities. You've got this, Mama. And until next time, remember to slow down and savor every moment of this beautiful journey called life.